Hey, so hi. Funny, but I don't know why, but I'm a little nervous. Like, excited nervous. It's been a little while since I've done one of these. I've been trying to decide what to record for you next, and I had this idea. But before I get started, go get some lube or some oil or whatever you like to play with. Get that. I want this audio to be about both of us, so whatever makes you feel good, baby, get all that. And then find a place where you can spread out and relax. If that's your bed or the couch, or if you want to mix it up and lay on the floor. Hey, no judgment. I might do that sometimes. So, I've been thinking a lot about what inspires me and makes me feel, sexy. And I'm normally more like submissive or whatever. But I really want to do something for you that, I don't know, lets you sort of switch off for a bit. And I know, well, for me at least, sometimes when I masturbate, it really feels good to not think. Just not think so much about what I'm doing or like what I have to think about to focus on or listen to or watch or look at or whatever. And I thought about the first time I ever like got off in front of a guy. Like not from him touching me or like, fucking me, but like the first time I ever just played in front of a guy. And actually, wait, before I do that, I should probably get undressed. Sorry, I've been so excited about this all day. I wasn't sure exactly when I was going to have time to record this, and I wasn't even sure if I was going to be able to do it tonight. I'm actually already ready for bed. It's a little chilly, so I'm wearing pajama pants and just like this big oversized hoodie. It's really soft. And I've already taken off my bra, so my nipples are kind of getting tickled by the fabric. Feels kind of good, actually. But, Oh, are you still dressed? If you are, why don't you just, not in a hurry or anything, but, I'd really like it if you would take off your clothes with me. I just pulled off my hoodie over my head, and it's funny because I do this all the time, but when my nipples are kind of swollen, like when I know I'm about to play, I don't know what it is. It's just, it feels good. Like the fabric sliding over my nipples, and then, I like how it feels when they're first exposed to the cool air like this. If I close my eyes, I can imagine you doing the same, but watching me and starting to feel anticipation. You know what I mean? I know it's really exciting for me when a guy starts to take off his shirt and he gets quiet. And it's like I can hear his thoughts and almost feel his eyes running across my body. And he's noticing the shape of my breasts and trying to feel it in his mind, what my smooth skin feels like, how my thighs feel just before he reaches out to grip them and he applies pressure to spread them to either side. Oh, I took off my pants too. And if you haven't, I'd like you to do the same. And just for now, keep your boxers on. I still have my panties on, and I think I'm gonna take it a little bit slower tonight. Even though honestly, I'm feeling kind of eager. Earlier today, I was kind of busy. And I started thinking about doing this for you, and I started like imagining what I would say. and trying to think about like how my words would affect you. And I could feel myself getting a little bit wet. And I kind of smiled to myself in the moment, thinking about describing that to you, thinking about what it would be like to have you here. And if we like snuck off in the middle of the day, and I might like take your hand and slowly run my fingers through yours. Okay, here, like take whatever hand you usually like to play with, and then take your other hand and just place it over the top of your dominant hand and start at your fingertips and run your fingers through the ones on the other hand and slowly draw them across your knuckles. Like I'm imagining you standing behind me and pressing my body back against yours. And you wrap your arms around my belly, and I do that. I run my fingers through yours, and then I sort of like direct your hand down over the top of my panties and down further between my legs. And I just press your fingers against the wet spot there. Fuck, baby. I'm so wet just thinking about you playing with me. And I want you to feel that so bad. So yeah, I was thinking about that and imagining that you would start to stiffen in your pants, and I'd feel it against the back of me. If you aren't there yet, that's okay. But before we play together, I hope you have that sensation of like getting hard slowly and building that anticipation with me, knowing what we're gonna do together and wanting to take yourself out and show it to me so that I can see what my voice is doing to you. While I was at work earlier, I was sort of like letting my mind wander and fantasizing, I guess, about recording this and about you listening to it, and I could feel myself getting wetter. I like squeezed my thighs together, and even just that sensation of pressing my legs together like that started feeling really good, and I almost wanted to just go in and like, I don't know, honestly thought about playing right then, like sneaking off somewhere and just touching myself, thinking about you touching yourself, but I wanted to save it for you. So now I definitely am. I'm just like teasing between my legs right now. I'm still wearing my panties and they're definitely wet now. I don't know if you know this about me, but I get really worked up. Like, I get really, really wet. And like these panties I'm wearing, they're not anything crazy or, you know, super sexy. Sorry, they're just my normal everyday panties, but I'm not like dolled up in my lingerie or wearing a thong or anything like that. I just kind of want you to experience me as I am right now. They're soft. They're like silky, but simple. In case you want to know the color, they're red, so that's sexy, I guess. I think you would still really like them, and the texture of the fabric is soft. It's still really kind of sensual. By the way, I don't know how you're listening to this, but no screens right now, mister. Switch it off for a bit, okay? Good boy. So yeah, what I'm really hoping is that right now your cock is at least a little bit hard for me, and maybe like pushing and straining against your boxers a little bit. I've been teasing myself over the top of my panties, and I started to get a little greedy while I was talking, and I moved him to the side. Oh, sorry. I get a little excited, and I just kind of can't wait. So I'm rubbing my fingers along my slit. Like I said, my panties are pushed to the side, and I just couldn't wait to touch myself thinking about you. And I'm imagining you over there feeling the same and, like, wondering, when is she going to get started? I'm not gonna make you wait, baby. I promise. I want you to feel good. If you're ready, you can slip your boxers down a little. You don't have to pull them all the way off. Pulling them down just enough to release your cock. Fuck that thought. Like you presenting yourself to me and showing me how much you want me. That feels so good, baby. Knowing that you want me. I want you to want me. I really want that. I really, really want that. Okay, go ahead and take your cock out. And if you're in your bed before you get that cock wet with lube or spit or whatever, I want you to try something. Maybe take part of your sheet or something soft. And like, just barely, I want you to run it over the tip of your cock for me. Just barely touching. Did your cock twitch for me, baby? I remember this one time, I was with this guy, I can't remember, it was his birthday or something, or like some special occasion, and I promised him a blowjob, but I wanted to do something different and special, and so like it was the end of the night, and I'd had a drink or two, and we were just gonna watch a movie in bed, and we put something on, I can't even remember now, but I got kind of bored, so I sort of crawled to the foot of the bed, and I turned around, and I kind of like teased him, taking off my clothes in front of him slowly. I stayed on my knees at the end of the bed, and he was just laying there watching me. He was already in his boxers, and I was in front of the TV screen, so he couldn't see anything but me. And he was propped up on pillows. And then I got on all fours and slowly pulled off my panties. And then I dangled them over the tip of his cock just so he could feel the fabric. And at first, I just dangled it there, strap circling around the tip. And each time it would make contact, his cock would jump for me. I love those, like, little involuntary reactions. So just do that for me, please. With your sheets or your boxers or something soft. Tease the head a little for me, please. And then when you feel like you just can't take it anymore, you can join me in touching yourself. Play with me, baby, please. So anyway, I was doing that, and I could see his hands kind of gripping the sheets, and his breath started deepening, and I he wanted to take control. And I know he thought I was just going to take him in my mouth at any moment. But I just kept teasing. And I even, like, found the wet spot in the middle of my panties and I showed it to him. And I placed it right at the tip of his cock so he could feel and see. And that little bead of pre-cum on the tip touched the wet spot on my panties. And then I wrapped him around his shaft and I closed my hand around it and there was like friction, but it was soft because they were silky like these. Not really super silky, but soft, you know? And cool. And with a loose grip, I stroked him up and down. And just for a few slow, intentionally slow strokes, I did that until I could feel him pulsing in my hand. Fuck. I should have thought ahead and sent you some of my panties. I have some I could send you. I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you? I really hope you're throbbing over there. And I'm not, like, usually super instructive, but I was kind of feeling brave that night. And so I whispered to him, like I'm gonna whisper to you now, before I finally took him in my mouth. Close your eyes, baby. I'm so wet for you. Close your eyes for just a moment and feel how wet your cock is with your spit or some lube or whatever you put on it. And take your hand and your cock and grip it around the head. Imagine that's my mouth. Closing around it. And hold it still for just a moment so I can feel it like pulsing on my tongue. And then slowly, just for one stroke, slowly, with a tight grip, slide it down your shaft all the way to the bottom and then squeeze. And open your eyes and look at that cock. If you have any lights on, I want you to just, like, look at it. Look at that fucking cock. And imagine me kneeling between your legs and admiring it. Oh, this feels so good, touching myself while you do the same thing, baby. While you're listening to me. Go back to playing however you want, however feels good. Just keep listening. And if you start to feel yourself reaching that edge, and if it feels good to lean your head back and close your eyes for a minute, that's totally fine. This is all for you, baby. But I also want you to look at your cock while you stroke it and think about, oh, what it would feel like if that was my hand. Yeah, think about what my hand would feel like right now. Fuck. I'm thinking about it right now. Oh, I'm fingering my cunt. Imagining what you're doing with me right now. I really want us to come together, okay? In a little bit, not quite. I just want to connect and spend a little more time enjoying this as long as I can. Because, like, with that guy, I mean, I obviously, like, teased and licked and I'm pretty good at blowjobs. And even though I had a few drinks in me, he got pretty close really quick. And then I let him come deep in my throat, like I had my lips wrapped around his base. And when I felt him start to come, I just made that little, like, motion, just rolling my tongue. And his head was pressed against the back of my throat. And I know he was so, so sensitive. And at that point, fuck, it felt so good to give him that release. But like, the best part was the teasing and seeing the look on his face when I took my clothes off, watching him change like that and the hunger on his face. Oh, while I was stroking him with those panties. I think that's my favorite part, you know? The anticipation. Like, the pure lust. That's what I want for you right now. That's ours right now. It's my gift to you for clicking on this and listening to it. Spending this time with me. Look. Look at what's in your hand. And if my body did that for you, or my voice, or whatever fantasy this inspires for you, just, that's what this moment is. Think about how powerful that is. Oh, and that we can connect like this. Fuck. Stroke however you want, baby. I feel so good right now. I just want you to feel good with me. Actually, I have an idea. Make sure your hand is nice and wet and flip it upside down. Like, with your thumb and your forefinger gripping towards the base and your pinky finger, like, grazing the tip. And make slow, sensual strokes. Close your eyes for me. Oh, just one more time, please. Just one more time. And imagine that I'm crawling up your body and stroking you with my hand upside down like that. Oh, part your lips, baby. Oh, I'm getting kind of close, imagining that I just leaned forward and pressed my lips to yours. I want to tease you with the tip of my tongue. Do that with me. Take the tip of your tongue and gently glide it over your teeth and the roof of your mouth while you stroke, and imagine that's my tongue, baby. Feel the little strings of saliva in your mouth and imagine that I'm tasting you right now. Imagine that I was doing that, and then I'm gonna take my fingers out of my cunt and run them nice and slow down your tongue while I still stroke you with my other hand upside down, just like this. I just press my fingers into your tongue so that you can taste me, because I want you to taste me, baby. I'm getting really close, baby. Start working yourself up to the edge with me. I really, really want us to come together. I want you to feel like I feel right now. I'm imagining me stroking and playing with that thick cock. Now I'm imagining I'm at the foot of your bed with my legs on either side of your body and yours next to mine. My pussy on display for you, and you can watch me slip my fingers in and out, plunging deep in me, all like this. Ah, and I'm watching you stroke that cock for me. Yeah, I bet your face is straining a little. Relax. Let all that tension out of body and just focus on feeling good. Oh, yeah. Let your legs relax on either side and stroke however feels good for you. I just want you to feel so good, baby. Try to count us down, okay? Okay. We'll see how that goes. Ah, 5. Tighten that grip. Tighten it for me, baby. Imagine that it's me squeezing that throbbing cock. Because I know how good I am at making you feel good. Oh, 4. Oh, that's what I want. I just want you to relax and feel good. Relax and get ready to come with me. 3. Okay. I'm so close. Look at your cock, baby. Look at the wetness glisten on the surface and start to tighten the grip. Slow down, I'm almost there. 2. I'm gonna stop talking and just hang on, wait for me. I'm so fucking close. I wanna come at the same time. Baby, come with me. Are you still with me? Fuck, that felt really good. I came really hard. Made a mess too. I'm like in kind of a daze, a little bit. I don't want to move. I just want to lay here a little while. This was so, so, so fun. I thought about it all day, and now I'm just going to lay here naked. With my fingers still covered in my cum. I'm like, kind of teasing my nipples with it. They're still so sensitive. It's kind of making me want to come again, but I think I'm just going to relax now and imagine what it's going to be like when you listen to this and hear me come for you. I don't know right now for you if it's nighttime or morning or if you were being a little sneaky and snuck off in the middle of the day, but whatever you're doing next, I hope you feel relieved, and I hope that you remember this and feel welcome to come back to it anytime you need the release. It feels so good that you listened and played along with me. That's all I wanted, baby. I kind of don't want to stop recording, but I should clean up. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to sleep naked tonight. Yeah, maybe I will. Good night, babe. This isn't goodbye, because I want to do this again with you sometime. Okay? Be good. Good night.